The CPR News in KRCC, I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado voters will decide this fall whether to cut property tax rates. The Secretary of State found that backers of the cut submitted enough signatures to make the ballot. As it was written, the measure would have resulted in a 9% cut to the assessment rate on all types of properties. But state lawmakers passed a bill last session meant to blunt its impact by changing the categories for types of property. The Broncos will allow full-capacity crowds tomorrow for the first time since 2019. CPR's Vic Vela reports.
Yeah, it's been a while since Empower Field at Mile High was a sea of blue and orange, but more than 76,000 people will be allowed to attend the Broncos' preseason finale against the Los Angeles Rams. Fans will not have to show proof of vaccination, and there will be no mask requirements in place either, although the team is encouraging unvaccinated fans to wear them. The NFL is allowing individual teams to create their own COVID policies this season. The Broncos' arch-rival Raiders will require proof of vaccination for their home games. I'm Vic Vela, CPR News.
The Colorado State Fair opened in Pueblo today. The fair runs through Labor Day. There's a new rodeo event where 36 saddle bronc riders will compete. Some festivities had to be scrapped last year because of pandemic restrictions, but most of those limitations are gone this time. The fair attracts 4,000 to 5,000 people during a typical year. If you plan on heading to the fair this weekend, expect sunny skies and warm temperatures in Pueblo with a slight chance for afternoon storms on Sunday. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 3:06.